Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy, kind of a little bit of a thaw Wednesday. At least the sun seems to be melting the ice and snow off of the major roads and highways and things like that. I don't know if you guys noticed downtown. Our new problem is that there hasn't been anything done to sidewalks. And so the people who are downtown are walking on the roads.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, some of the roads are not even whole roads. Like Tucker is normally, you know, four lanes, two on each, and it's like one lane.
Yeah. So you got pedestrians who are like walking on the pavement and there's not enough room for everybody.
And you know, that's real safe. Given the way things have gone down here.
Exactly.
The good news is we're used to people standing in the middle of the road down here. Anyway,
we got our sea legs.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Got our sea legs. I don't want to make you tell your story over again, but I was just complimenting you. I was listening to your show and the girl and New Year's. It's one of the greatest stories I've ever heard. I love it. It's fantastic. What advice did the listeners give you?
It was kind of half and half, wasn't it?
It was half and half. Well, not only half and half, though. I thought they were nuanced takes. Like, people didn't just say yes or no. Some did. But some really said, hey, try it. Try just coffee. Here's what a family dinner will be like. You could probably sum it up, Ranj. Basically, you met a lady. You got together with her a few times.
Slow down.
And then on New Year's.
I like Amy's version.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what the story's about?
Yep. They got together. They were together.
We were supposed to hang out on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was coming out with my friends, who she also met. And then the day before said, you know, she's going through this breakup.
Have you heard this story?
I have not heard this story.
Okay. Yeah. Take your time.
She's not broken up yet?
R-E-B-O-U-N-D.
Yeah.
Don't wave that off. That's that's an important question.
No, yeah, there's
he goes,
they are broken up.
Sorry,
I'm the rebound. Which I don't mind being the rebound.
Why would you?
Start from page one.
Just let me know that I'm the rebound up front.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So met this person, I don't know, a few weeks ago when I was up north. We hung out. We ended up hanging out quite a bit the time I was there. And then, you know, we talked for a little bit. We talked when I came back home. We talked about New Year's Eve. And I said, well, I have friends who want to do things on New Year's Eve. If you want to, then I will come back up. I'll come back because I was like 70% going to go back up there. I wasn't 100%. And she said, yes, let's whatever. So we started making these plans. There was a dinner involved. I'm going to be about eight of us going to this dinner. And the day before, she said, you know, she had told me about this breakup that she's gone through and it was bad. And, you know, there's a whole thing. And the day before, she said, I don't know if I want to be around people tomorrow. Tomorrow, like, I don't know, I feel like I need to be alone. And I said, okay, you can do that if you want to. So I will check back in with you tomorrow, see if you still feel that way. So New Year's Eve rolls around. I said, I'm assuming you are staying in tonight. She said, yes, I just can't. So my friends and I go out, and we go to the bar that this person absolutely knows I'm going to be at.
Because you told her your plans.
I told her our plans. This MF-er shows up at like 8, 9 o'clock with a different guy.
With a date.
Okay.
Was it
the original breakup guy?
No. Different
guy.
So
a third person. A second rebound.
So it was a group of people, and I knew like four of the people in the group, and this guy. And then the next day, she texts to apologize and says, you know, really, I've been thinking about it, and I think you'd be great for my sister. So now she's trying to get me to date her sister.
Is it the best? That is awesome.
And then the sister, about a day later, I got a notification. She follows me on Instagram. I have not met her. I have not seen. I've seen photos of her.
Yeah.
I've not seen her in person.
So should,
sounds like a sure thing.
Yeah, should right? he? Should he take a chance on the sister?
Only for the story.
Yeah.
Because genetics run deep.
Yeah. Yeah, I say.
Yeah,
there's
I feel like Ron kind of dodged a bullet.
Well, a texter earlier. No, we had a caller who said, I am nothing like my brother, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, my brother and I are pretty different.
Yeah.
Like maybe,
so
she
maybe
was
she's
the crazy
all right.
One.
Yeah.
I possible. Don't have a sister, but I would never want to date someone my sister dated. I think that's
well,
weird.
Little well, incestuous.
Yeah, little like, what's going
what if
on?
It,
here?
But what if it was only a few days?
Still, it's like, no, you were interested in my sister at one point. Let's
have
just,
you?
Let's just
yeah,
move
that's
on.
A good point. That's
like,
a little
every time
awkward,
the family
yeah.
gets together, it's like, oh, are you wishing you
yeah.
were still with the
oh,
sister?
Yeah.
Have
yeah.
you considered
yeah.
that this could be Ranji's soulmate? Have you even
well,
considered?
Can you have a soulmate if you don't have a
soul?
Soul. That's right.
Oh, no, that's it's point. Gingers that don't have the soul.
What the hell, man? I thought you'd be on my side.
Yeah,
I thought you'd stick up for your boy.
I did.
She's just saying that when the rapture comes, you'll still be here.
I just said it feels
like
little,
we don't know what to do with him.
I like Earth.
It's a little
I
groomy.
Can hang out here.
I'm afraid it's a little groomy.
You know what, though? The good news is when the rapture comes, it'll just be like Amy's in Banff.
Yeah, yeah, we'll all still be here.
We'll all be here.
But are you afraid that the first sister is grooming him for some weird situation?
No.
Yeah. That doesn't worry me.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It worries no. me. I'm kind of on Amy's side here. I feel like she's playing a game
yeah.
that I don't want to know the outcome of this game. I think you should stay far away.
I'm not
that
feeling
can't
that.
Be true weird. Because it, that can't be true because in one of her messages she says I don't like playing games.
Oh, oh wow. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, you should have started with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
So was New Year's Eve just not a game?
I don't know what
that yeah. was.
That said, I would be worried about that if I were in Rachel or Amy's shoes and a dude did that and said, "How about my brother instead?" Like, I think that'd be a little oh. bit more scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. No, thank you.
why don't you go out with my brother?
Oh! Right, like, it changes everything,
right?
Doesn't it?
It's so yeah. weird.
Because I don't think Ranji would have anything to worry about, like, anything weird. I just think it's just an odd, like, it's going to create awkwardness, but maybe to your benefit.
If you switch the gender,
because you
a
like things
situation.
To be uneasy.
I'm wondering if maybe I should be asking about the brother.
Yeah.
Let me find out if there is one.
Honestly,
first.
She's like, she's like, you'd be perfect for my brother, Chris.
Yeah,
honestly.
I think Andrew's right. I think if he goes out with the second sister is going to be like, you might be great for my
yeah.
brother. And it's just, it's a whole
she's
family
She's like, you know
thing.
What? My mom's so pretty.
Oh, no.
We had a texter
see,
who suggested,
then,
yeah, maybe
see,
you should
then,
check in on the
you
mom.
Get, you're going to get a Netflix special. Like, if it goes that route, you're going to have a story that people are going to do a docu-series on.
Well, my career could really take off then.
You got to do it now.
Think about it.
Now you got to do it.
Look, it's not off the table for me.
Okay.
I don't think it's off the table for the sister either. She seems...
I mean, if she...
I mean, she
followed
you.
Yeah.
What do you know about, what do you know about the sister?
I don't know a ton. I know her sister really likes her.
Or
and
does,
clearly
or,
wants the,
or does
clearly
she?
Wants the best for her.
Yeah,
or does she?
Or is she throwing her sister a curveball?
Or wants her life ruined.
At least she wants the third best. Can I tell you a dating story that will make you feel a little better?
Yeah.
This is my very first date ever. And there was this super cute girl. She was... You're younger than me, I think. And I just was smitten. And through a back channel, I found out that she might be interested in going somewhere with me. And there was this hayride. And so I called her. That took some guts. You know, you're 16, 17 years old. I called her. Hey, this is Dave Glover. And so I invite her, and she invites me to an interview. I have to come to her house so she can meet me and spend some time with me. So I do it because I have zero self-respect. And so I go there, I meet her, I evidently meet her criteria, and she goes on the hayride with me. She doesn't talk to me the entire night.
Oh.
I'm bringing her hot dogs and cider and, you know, is there anything I can do for you? She's sitting at one end of the wagon. I'm sitting by myself with hay getting in my butt. And it's just awful. So I take her home and it's time for my first kiss. And she just basically goes, don't let the door hit in the ass. And she explains to me, I guess to her credit, the only reason, and this girl's like 15, 16 years old, the only reason I went out with you is because Mark Steele was going to be at this hayride, and I'm in love with Mark Steele.
Oh.
Now, Mark Steele lived up to his name.
Yeah.
He was made of steel.
Oh,
he was a nice guy. He was a friend of mine. He was prettier than this girl. So I kind of got it, but I'm standing on her porch in Kendall Hill, the tall cotton, and she's telling me that she just used me on my very first date to spend time with this guy. And I remember I'd never seen paving stones before, and I was walking down her paving stones, and I did like Gone with the Wind, like shook my hand at God, and like, as God is my witness, this will never happen to me again. It happened dozens of times after that. But that was my very first date.
That's so sad.
It was sad.
I can't believe she admitted it.
Yeah, to her credit, she said, like, look, here's the deal.
What if she had said up front, hey, listen, I want to do this. You still want
to
go? Would you?
I'd like to say no.
But maybe I could change your mind.
You never know. At that age, you're dumb, right?
Yeah,
I mean, when you're a teenager, you're like,
still
I would have.
Still in the game?
At that age, I would have been like, what the heck? Let's do it anyway. See if I can't change your mind.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. I'd have done the same thing. I'd have gone.
And I would say, well, she's kicking herself now.
Yeah.
But I looked up Mark Steele one time, and he's like the governor of Maryland or something. So. And he's somehow better looking than he was when he was 17
years
old.
Did they get married?
No.
No. That would have been a hell of a story.
That would have been. Yeah.
Bet you're better than her current.
Isn't it weird? Oh, hell yeah. Yeah,
that
whatever.
Guy's a loser.
Whatever Kendall Hill loser she hooked up
that
with.
That guy sucks.
Yeah. Enjoy Hartford. Isn't it weird how you are a character in everyone's story you've ever met?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some you're the villain, some you're the hero.
Yeah.
Just the way it is.
I think about if I've ever said something, just an offhand comment that has stuck with somebody forever and I have no recollection of saying it.
Yeah.
Probably yes. Probably safe yes on
that. What does that mean?
First of all, you don't remember anything you say, and I'm sure at some point you've said something that bothered someone.
No.
It doesn't have to bother them. You could have inspired someone.
No, you have. You say interesting things.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I
overheard this guy
say. That was on your resume. He says interesting things. Well, hire this guy.
I'll tell you, Chris, I've had my own poor choice of words that I have no memory of blasting out of my stupid mouth, thrown back at me like years later hundreds of times. Like, you've definitely done it.
Well, I probably have.
This has been 25 years ago. I was at Plaza Frontenac watching a movie, and there were two old ladies in front of me, as happens at Plaza Frontenac. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the movie, there's a lull, there's a quiet part, and it's like a pregnant pause. You're waiting to see what happens in the movie. And the one old lady turns to the other old lady and she goes, raspberry soda's a treat. On my deathbed, I'll remember it.
That lady does not remember that raspberry soda's a treat.
That's never going away.
That's so great.
And we had to leave because I kept turning to Maria and going, why do you think she... And she's like, wait, let's just get out of here. And clearly...
Where can I get one of those raspberry sodas?
It's so true. So I have a version of that. It was an older couple. It was, I guess, 25 years ago. I went to see a speaker at the Jewish Book Festival. Like, so we're all sitting there, a lot of older people. And behind me, there's an older couple. And I hear the guy go, do we have batteries? And she's like, we've got batteries. What kind of batteries? She goes, I don't know. AA, he goes, AA? Yeah. AAA? I don't know if we have AAA. Do we have single A? And then that's where it went off the rails. Are there single A batteries? He's like, well, I don't know. Are there single A? I don't know. And they went on this whole thing on if there are single A batteries. To this day, I'm like, are there single A batteries? I think about that. There aren't single A batteries.
See, they stuck with you.
Are they?
I'm famous for going to movies by myself. I like it. And I buy at least one, if not two, seats next to me just so I can have a little privacy. And I went to see Hostels with Christian Bale about Native Americans and the Union Army and all this stuff. And the older couple comes in, and I think maybe the guy was maybe a little early dementia, so I'm not making fun of it. It's obviously very near and dear to my heart, my mom and dad. But they sat right next to me, and I'm like, okay, whatever. It's how bad can this be? And it's pretty quiet. And it, you know the scene in every movie with Native Americans where there's a hill and then they crest the hill and there's like a line of them and they've got, you know, and just it's really quiet. And the guy goes, oh, boy. Oh, boy. And then the farting started. And it was like his butt was saying the word fart. Like it was like a fart machine. Yeah. And it lasted the whole time. And he'd like everything. He reacted to every single thing.
Dave, didn't he say oops whenever he would fart?
Yes. I forgot that part. I forgot that part.
Oops.
Yeah. Like after your first one, like it's no longer a mistake.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oops.
Sorry.
That's going to be me someday.
Nope.
Want to escape the barn, hon?
Escape the barn.
Yeah,
that's...
farts are the best.
We just had this discussion.
We just did that fart segment yesterday.
We did that yesterday, yeah.
This is day two.
This is day two.
That's how good they are.
And we had a big meeting with Steve today, and he's like, okay, this is the second century of KMOX, and here's what we're going to do. And we're like, farts are funny. Just jam it. Sounds good. You know the band Super Jam? Dave Farberg, one of the best bands in town. We booked them to play at my barbecue in my neighborhood, a couple hundred neighbors, and they literally played in my driveway, and they're a big band, they're fantastic, and they're like, Glow, come up and play with us, man. They're like, what do you want to play? Like, we're going to do Roll the Changes by REO next, and I didn't remember the intro, and I was like, yeah, I have to pee first, and I ran inside, and I listened to, and then I'm like, okay, I peed, and I came out and played. It was fantastic.
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty funny. Wheels, were you much of a dater before Susan?
A little, not a ton. I mean, like I went to an all guys school, so opportunities were, you know, not always easy to just like meet people and all. I mean, you get like you're at sporting events, but it's like a million places, but a few. I never brought any of the high school girlfriends to meet my parents. Never had any interest in that interaction happening. But in college, I never dated anyone, like dated anyone other than Susan.
Mm.
Like went on dates or, you know, yeah.
So is she your only long-term relationship?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, but I mean, we started at 19. It's not like
it's
you're doing long-term when you're 17.
Right.
I think most people do.
I just always assumed you were one for one, you know?
Basically, yeah, I like to think of it that way. I'm batting 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing great.
Yeah. I like that definition.
You took one shot, it went in.
Yeah,
there you go. Boom.
I'm not going to ask Andrew. I'm going to ask Rach. Was Andrew a ladies' man at Old Lewis and Clark?
He had a couple of girlfriends.
Hey!
Mm-hmm. At once?
I mean, no good ones, but there were.
Oh, wow.
Well, I hope they're listening.
Did you show good them
they know.
The aliens?
They already know.
They weren't good?
They already know.
Yeah, they knew they sucked.
They were there.
They were there.
Did his girlfriends, were they awful?
No. Did you drive them off? Rachel, were you like, if you so much as hurt a hair on his head,
no.
So help
me. No, she was like, do what you want.
Yeah.
Andrew and I were like pretty, like we were friends, but we weren't like close friends until after. Like basically we became like good friends when I started interning on the DGS. Like we were always buddies, but we weren't like super close.
And you were kind of Rico Suave, right?
What do you mean by that?
Like big man on campus. You can be honest.
I mean, I was popular and liked, I think. Rachel might disagree.
At Lewis and Clark?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there weren't like a ton. I wouldn't say anyone was unpopular. Like, it wasn't like a huge program.
There were a couple.
Yeah, those girls you dated?
Yeah.
No cool kids table in the lunchroom.
Those terrible girls.
Sure, you were popular, but so was everyone.
Yeah. Rachel's right, though.
It was a small
more like
group.
It was more like there was the cool pod, and then there were a couple people on the outside of that, generally because they didn't want to be on the inside.
Were
of
you
it,
in the
right?
cool pod?
I think so.
Yeah, and he had like a big thing at the radio station was like if you held a position, and Andrew was held a position, so he was like in the core.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a big deal, I guess.
Yeah, I was essential to the running. No, I wasn't.
Big boss man.
Not essential at all.
Wouldn't it be interesting if we could all go back and meet each other at that age?
Yeah, so, that'd be so
what
cool.
age? What age?
You could pick any of mine and you wouldn't have liked me.
Yeah.
No, you would have liked me. You'd just been like, what a douche.
I'm just curious because like at 19-ish, like 18, 19, the woman I've been married to for 30 years could not be in the room with me.
Yeah.
Like would leave. And changed over about a year, but would literally get up and leave. So I'm curious, like, what would, I don't know what your guys' standard would be.
And I was
that.
A big jerk in college. I don't think I would get along with me.
I didn't think I was a jerk, but I was definitely a lot.
What?
Yeah.
Shock.
More than now. Way
like, I was
more
loud,
than now.
If you could believe it.
No, not just loud, but like way more than now. Now is this is the
she would
this
get
is
up
the tamped down. No, no, that's not even a kid. That's not a joke. That happened. Five, six, seven times for sure.
Maybe you would
like
been
I walked in like, "What's up, everybody?" She'd be like, "I gotta go."
Welcome back, guys. DGS 134. You ever have a memory? We're kind of like in the Wayback Machine now. You ever remember something from your past and it just stops you in your tracks? Now, I was a little kid, so who cares? But when I was a little kid, I had a box. It was kind of a chest, and it was full of hats. And I would sit cross-legged like a movie from the 60s and watch television, and I would change hats with every show. So I had like a cop hat, and I had a fireman's hat, and I had a Davy Crockett coonskin hat, and I would just, and it wasn't even like a big deal. I wasn't like, hey, everyone, look at me. I would just like reach in and change hats. And one of the hats I had was a fez, like the Shriners wear.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I decided it would be best to wear that to school.
Oh, no.
And so for about a month, I wore that to school and after school to play in. And my move, you know how like a hot girl will like shake her hair? Yeah. I would shake the tassel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I'd just
sure.
be like, that's hilarious. And I remembered that. I saw someone in a fez on TikTok. I was like, oh, my God, that happened. Like,
how old were you?
Third grade, something like that.
Where did you get a fez?
Someone. I think we went to the Shriner Circus and they bought me a fez.
They do the thing with the motorbikes or whatever. Yeah. They ride around in figure eights.
But here, like, if I die and you're like, what was Dave's whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Dave always believed. He always tried. And he usually failed because I thought I was killing it.
Yeah.
I remember thinking like, well, how can anyone resist me in a fez? And they did. They found a way.
So would anyone like say anything to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And how would you respond to that?
Just like, yeah, you don't get it. Dad, you don't get it.
See, that's good attitude.
Yeah.
You don't have to get it.
It didn't serve me well. I should have listened.
In grade school, it's a little tougher crowd. They're not going to be like, yeah, you know what? That's a deep thought, Dave. You're right. They're going to be like, hey. Smack you and run.
Yep.
I think when I was in school, if something like that were to happen, I didn't wear a fez, but if something like that were to happen.
Wouldn't that be an amazing
story?
Well,
if I did.
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
We ran into each other at Kmart.
Hey! We'd be like the Spider-Man
meme.
We'd
be the Fez brothers.
And somebody made a comment about it, that would be the last you'd ever see of it. Like, I would be aware of that. Nope. That's,
it would depend.
That's it.
Like, for me, it would have depended on who said it. You know,
I don't know if it would have mattered for me.
Oh, really?
I think it would just about anything.
Because there's always that little hierarchy, and if it was like somebody you thought was kind of a dork, I don't care what you think.
I mean, I wore a monkey mask every day for 6 months in sixth grade,
yeah.
So the fez wasn't all that surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah. I decided that my boxed Halloween costume of Galen the monkey from Planet of the Apes was so good that I would wear it after school every day to play baseball and football and all these kinds of things. Yeah. And again, total confidence.
Yeah.
Sure. That's the best part of it.
100 times more confidence than I have right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, we're all weird when we're kids. Like, kids are weird because they don't know things.
Not everyone's fez weird.
Yeah, but they're different weird. You know, I mean, like, they're
cool, the good ones, the unique kids are weird.
I think
like
any
the
of them
kids.
Are. They just, some of them are really good at either blending in with others.
Mm-hmm.
So they seem part of the pack, but they're still weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because again, I think every one of us has those stories about something you were a kid and you're like, ah, that was weird. And then that's because you're a kid. You're weird. When you're mm-hmm. that age, you're going to do dumb, weird things because you don't know anything.
And your parents have to decide whether or not to let you do
yes.
each particular weird thing.
Yes.
Like, is this you exploring and just learning
you sure
and whatever?
You wanna do that?
Or is this stupid and no, you're not doing that?
Yeah.
I mean, how were you when it came to, you know, your daughter, if she ever wanted to do something weird like that in public?
Depended. I mean, like, I didn't bother too much with anything. I think I didn't
just let her whatever.
Do yeah, but I don't think she ever did anything where I thought, no, like that. Like, no, I never had that. I'm like, you're not wearing that. I never had that experience.
Keep coming back to that.
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't wearing a fez. We didn't.
Like, this is, like, super niche, but this is one of those things where my parents had to kind of say, I don't think we're going to do that. You know the movie White Christmas, and you know the song that Betty sings in, like, the black dress when she breaks up with Bing Crosby? I don't know if you know this song.
None of us know this but you.
Answers around her. It's a nightclub song. And it's like, love, you didn't do right by me. My one love affair didn't go anywhere. That gives you what you need to know about the song.
As most five-year-olds do. They
It was like five or six. And I was going to sing it for the church Christmas show.
Nice.
Because I thought this would be great to sing for church. And I was like, we can get a dress. We can get the same dress. We can make one. And I remember I was in my grandma and grandpa's den. Because you have to be a grandparent to have a den. You know, they had a den where the TV was. That's just what they called it. That's where Papa watched the news, in his den. So we sat in the den, and I'm like, this is what I'm going to do for church. And I remember my parents, who let me be my weird self, were like, you know, I don't know that that song is a song for church. And I'm like, why not? It's about love. I didn't get it.
It's cute.
And they had to say no on that one.
It was a nightclub song. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm thinking of her telling this story. This is the thing my parents told me not to do, not to perform this particular song in church. And I'm like, my parents had to stop me from wearing Superman underoos
on the outside
of my pants.
Yeah.
Because that's how Superman did it.
Yes.
Nice.
Really?
Underoos.
Really? That's adorable.
That's what I'm talking about.
I have the towel around my neck.
Yeah. Adorable.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, this one particular song might be a little too grown up for you.
Yeah.
Like, Mom, can I wear my underwear outside? No.
I sang exactly one song at church at the end of the week of Vacation Bible School. We had a talent portion. And I get up there, and no one knows what I'm going to do. And my mom and dad are there. And only because my dad was there and he thought it was hilarious did I survive.
And oh, no.
You know the song, and this is in church, okay. Southern Baptist Church.
Oh.
So, you know the song, I'm a little teapot, short
yeah,
hair
yeah,
down.
Yeah, yeah.
Lift me over and pour me out. Oh, how does it go? Okay, I'm a little teapot, short hair down.
Here's my handle.
Here's my handle. Here's my spout.
Yeah.
So mine, I get up there with full confidence, and I'm like, I'm a little teapot, short and stout, tip me over and pour me out, and here's my handle, son of a bitch, I'm a sugar bowl. and it's dead silence.
Did you say it?
Yes.
You said
I said it just like that, because I wrote it. It's dead silence, and I hear my dad dying laughing.
Dave, I'm going to tell you, if I were your dad when you did that, I would have done the movie thing where they do the slow clap. I'd have stood up, and I'd have been like...
Good
and then the whole crowd would have laughed and gone. That's so amazing. Big win for your dad right there.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah,
because that's objectively hilarious.
I felt bad for the kid who had to follow me. I would like to show you a card trick. Bring back that cussing kid. Good times.
Oh, man, that's so good.
Then I got kicked out.
Yeah.
And they, this was the next day. And it was Father's Day coming up. And we made a bunch of Father's Day gifts, crafts. And I was making him a wallet, a leather wallet. And they ripped it out of my hands as they pushed me out of the Southern Baptist Church. Yeah. I made it out with a plate with a clock I drew on it that said, I'll always have time for you, Dad, which I still have to this day. But I remember, like, you know how you're doing, like, the tug of war? Her name was Miss Bazillion. That was her name. Swear to God.
Okay.
And I was so shocked because I was in love with her. She had hair like Marge Simpson. And she had bazillions, and I was just so in love. And then she ripped that thing out of my hands. I was just like, "Et tu, Brute?" Like, my didn't you hear the sugar bowl thing?
Betrayed me. Her name was Bazillion.
Bazillion. Yeah, the only person I've ever known in my life named
Bazillion.
Biggest
number I've ever heard.
How could you do this to me, Lady Gazongas?
Okay. Okay, Andrew.
You've heard me for the last time. Never going back to this camp again.
Well, I didn't expect that from someone with such large bosoms.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Bazillion.
What if there are any more bazillions?
Right.
Probably a bazillion
there
of them.
There are probably two or three bazillions, I'm guessing.
Is there a That's Mr. A Bazillion?
Anyone else go to vacation Bible school?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I never. Maybe it wasn't for
didn't
me
take.
Necessarily. Yeah,
didn't take.
I think we might have done one like at the church that we went to, but it wasn't like Bible school. It was just like a summer camp.
Yeah,
but at that building.
Yeah. It was a huge thing.
I don't remember very many like quote unquote religion based summer camps, even at Catholic schools or at like a Catholic church. It was always just more like, we're going to take care of your kids for a week or whatever.
Yeah.
They're going to play games and stuff like that.
Rach, you had to have.
Oh, yeah. I went to every year of vacation Bible school. And then I would go in and help whenever I was a teen.
Look at you.
Yeah. Because my grandma would like run the Bible school.
Oh. Yeah.
It was very fun. And my favorite part was getting a snack in the middle of it.
Cookies and Kool-Aid.
Yeah, and the Kool-Aid was the sugariest Kool-Aid.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They doubled the sugar in that, I swear.
Oh, yeah.
Like jet fuel.
Kool-Aid, man.
Wasn't Kool-Aid the best?
It was great.
When you could add your own sugar.
It still is great. Like, all of those flavors, they're just, you know, for an adult, you look like a weirdo. Did you ever see
the Bert Kreischer?
Yeah. You know how they do the podcast, and Tom Segura? And was it Bert had a? Was it Bert or Tom that had the?
It was Bert.
They had a
Bert
big
had a
like
huge
40-ounce, you know, the big thing that people drink with water, like Amy's big water thing. But it was filled with just Kool-Aid,
red Kool-Aid,
and they were just like losing.
That's
it.
That's what he drank in the morning.
Yeah,
get going.
He drank a 40-ounce of Kool-Aid every day.
I may bring some in next week.
Yeah,
I haven't had Kool-Aid in 20 years.
Was there anything higher form of that at the time than Hawaiian Punch? Because Hawaiian Punch was pretty amazing.
I loved those little grenade, the drinks that were like grenades.
Yeah.
The little coolies or whatever they were called.
I don't know what they were called.
No one remembers these. Well, there were the grenades and like the barrels. But then do you remember Burples? And it was an accordion container with just the same sugar juice. And but you could scrunch them down.
When you were finished?
When you were finished. And to me, that was like the height of luxury.
Like I got sent home from school one day. I won something like a raffle, and it was one of those foot long pixie sticks.
Oh,
and the guys bet me I couldn't do the whole thing on recess, and I did.
No.
And I was, oh my God.
Were you sick?
No.
Literally bouncing off the walls.
I was running around screaming bok choy for some reason. Yeah. Like I'd heard it, and I was just like, bok choy. It made me go home. I used to get up in the middle of class and ride my bike home because I thought my mom missed me.
Aww.
Yeah, this is like first grade.
So adorable.
That's really
that's very nice.
And I wouldn't even say, like, can I go to the bathroom? I'd just get up, leave, get on my bike, ride it home, and my mom would have to take me back. But I really, and she had a talk with me one day, and it hurt me because she said, I need to tell you something. I love you, but when you're gone during the day, I don't miss you that much.
Aww.
Like you are at school. I'm doing my stuff. I know you'll be home at 3:30. It's totally fine. And I cried.
Aww.
But again, a good lesson, though.
Yeah. I just picture her at home, like, inconsolable because I wasn't there doing the sugar bowl.
Right. But it's good to know that that's not how she feels.
Yes.
Right? Because then you realize, I don't have to worry about that either.
153, DGS on KMOX. was watching something on the news today about the pandas that China sent over, whatever. You think you couldn't help but laugh if you got mauled to death by a panda? Like, while it's going on, wouldn't you kind of be like, this is kind of hilarious?
It'd be a real clumsy mauling.
Right.
Yeah. I'll be remembered.
The cutest of all maulings.
Yeah.
Do they maul people?
I assume they would.
I heard they're
I'm sure
mean.
They could. Yeah.
I think it'd be the most embarrassing.
I mean, they look
roly-poly.
Right.
Except for the koala.
How'd
that
your
would
dad
be,
die?
Yeah.
Koala. Yeah, I'd say, him. Well, yeah, the koalas are really small, though.
Yeah. But the pandas, they are mean and aggressive.
Mm-hmm. They're bears.
You're not supposed to go near them.
Yeah.
But they look cute.
They play around, too, right? They roll down hills and everything. You're like, oh, look at that.
Mm-hmm. That's how they suck you in.
Yeah. They're like...
Remember when everyone thought the sun bears were people in outfits?
Yes.
Yes.
Stupid
oh, yeah.
internet.
Oh, my gosh.
About that.
Yes. The internet is so stupid.
I did, too, for like a couple minutes.
There were. I
no,
there
no,
were.
No, they just have a weird bone structure
yes,
when they
stand
up.
Funny, yeah. They stand like an older guy with his pants pulled up.
I saw a thing last night. You know the hamburger helper glove? And this was his skeleton. And it was just horrific because he's got all these appendages.
That's a sick Halloween costume.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Man, I love helper.
Me too.
The beef stroganoff?
Oh,
my gosh.
The best.
So good. You can't replicate the hamburger
no,
helper
you can't.
Beef stroganoff.
You can make it from scratch.
No, it's
nope.
not as good.
Nope.
I used to love rice-a-roni and only rice-a-roni.
San Francisco treat?
Yes. Yes, of all the rices, that was the only one I would eat.
Cute.
For years.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Was it because
the chicken
of the
flavored?
Name?
No, it just was good. Very salty.
Yeah.
That's why it was so good.
That's right.
Yeah.
MSG, baby.
What was everyone's favorite mom or dad cooked meal?
Oh.
Stroganoff, but the specific kind of stroganoff, that's not what, as I understand it, many people have had stroganoff, but it wasn't this. This was like cream of mushroom soup and sour cream and milk and ground beef and rice, and you mix it all up.
Yeah, that's called something else. I've heard other people.
Yeah, but we called it stroganoff. I don't know what it's actually called. But
stroganoff, that's what I call it.
It's delicious. It's delicious.
Some people call it.
It's the best food in the world, and no one else can stomach it. And I smell like cream of mushroom soup for a week after
can
I eat it.
Can you make it?
Yeah, I can. I've never really tried... Like, seriously, because it's got a lot of stuff my wife can't eat, so I don't, like, make it around the house or whatever. But I do believe I've made it at least once, and it was somewhat successful.
Rach, how about you?
Man, the best was when my mom would make lasagna. But that was always, like, a special treat, you know. You can't just be making lasagnas all the time.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a pretty involved meal.
Okay.
All right.
Good foods.